from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The OPP are looking for a few good people to join the volunteer auxiliary service. Information and recruitment sessions are planned for July 19th and 20th at the South Porcupine Detachment, the 26th at the Iroquois Falls Public Library, and the 27th at the Matheson Library. Constable Michelle Simard says the minimum age is 18. You must be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident of good moral character and physically able to handle the duties.
Everybody at different ages has something to bring to the table. We look for a good diversity and a good variety of people to help out with the Ontario Provincial Police.
You're expected to volunteer for 10 hours a month at times that don't conflict with your day job. You're not alone thinking that grocery bags multiply in the trunk of your car. You put two in there, and next thing you know, there's an entire herd of them. You can donate them to Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins. Executive Director Kelsey McDonnell says they'll be used at ACT's pop-up market three Wednesdays a month.
We thought instead of keeping them in the back of your truck, we can use them at our market and be able to offer them when people cash out at our market.
You can donate your bags at the ACT office in the Rick Young Center, the former Daily Press building, during office hours. The province is investing $10 million to help more than 1,000 nurses upskill their training to provide emergency department care. Among other things, the training will include immersion programs, specialty training, as well as establishing a regional educator program. The province says since last year, hundreds of nurses from rural and remote hospitals got the training. Health Minister Sylvia Jones says the investment will break down barriers and provide more opportunities for the nurses to grow in their careers. And Premier Doug Ford says he firmly believes the Liquor Control Board of Ontario and the union representing its striking workers can reach a deal. At an event today, Ford said the LCBO made an offer last week that converts 400 casual employees to permanent full-time, as well as a 7% wage increase over 3 years. He adds the union has yet to respond to the offer. Thousands of workers walked off the job on Friday. Ford says the LCBO remains willing and ready to get back to the bargaining table, but rolling back on its plan isn't up for discussion. He says the union needs to focus on issues that matter to workers: wages, benefits, and job security.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.